This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I was at a conference. So I am kind of back. A lot of news. We're going to give you guys the latest on the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash, what we know happened. We have a lot of breaking news, but we need to talk about coronavirus as exponentially there's more and more cases. I think the number of cases have now hit over 4,500. The death toll has risen to 106 from when I talked to you last time. It was at about 26 U.S. cases, now five, I believe, two in California, one in Chicago, one in Washington, and the other one, I apologize, I'll get all that information, but that's not what I want to talk about right now. This theory that the coronavirus could have been a leak. This is a very, very interesting theory, because do you guys remember what Zika? We were told in Brazil that there was a lab nearby the epicenter that had been working on genetically altered mosquitoes to prevent the spread of malaria. Within that time frame, there was a Zika outbreak. Now, I'm not linking the two. I'm not really a big conspiracy theorist, but it's a little odd. It was just a little odd. Same thing with Wuhan. There's been a lot of discussion over the last couple of days because Wuhan apparently has, you know, virology institutes. And supposedly, they do a lot of research in pathogens and viruses. And so an Israeli biological warfare analyst has suggested that this coronavirus did originate in a laboratory in the city of Wuhan. The Wuhan Institute of Virology, to be exact. Apparently, it's the only declared site in China capable of working with deadly viruses. Now, this comes from Danny Shaham, a former Israeli military intelligence officer. He has studied Chinese biological warfare. And they believe that there is this covert bioweapons program that nobody's admitting to. The question that everybody has is, why Wuhan? Why did it originate there? And we were told 2 weeks ago it was bats. Then we were told the virus spread from bat to snake. And then we were told that it jumped from snake to humans at that market within Wuhan. And a lot of us were kind of scratching our heads with that one. And I mean, maybe it did. Very, very frightening to hear of a virus that mutates that quickly to spread from animal to humans. But, you know, whenever you hear something that makes you scratch your head, you know, maybe it's not right. And I'm not saying I believe this, but I have a real, real tough time conceptualizing this virus mutating that quickly and jumping from snake to humans. And apparently, there were some cases that had arisen, even though the market's been closed. Then again, I don't want to spread theories and rumors, but this is a working story. I believe it was suggested by Washington Times and CNN. So it is something to think about, because if we are not using proper protocol in our labs, we could really learn from this, just like Chernobyl. You know, accidents happen. Everybody kind of wants to hush, you know, control the media. And I get that, because the media could spread stuff. And I mean, look at what's happening with Kobe Bryant and all the controversy with that. Certain reporters getting death threats. We do need to take a deep breath and, you know, pump the brakes and look at this objectively and intelligently. However, we don't want to be lied to. If this really didn't jump from bats to snakes to humans so quickly, then can we, you know, find out what happened? I know, you know, people's heads are going to roll, unfortunately, figuratively, hopefully not literally. But that teaches us that there could be a covert bio-warfare program that the Israelis figured out. And somebody either caused the leak or there's protocols in place that are very haphazard. Either way, we need to learn from this. And I know everybody wants to cover their butt. Whenever mistakes happen, everybody wants to kind of cover their butt. So it's very, very frustrating. The CDC says the coronavirus is not spreading in the United States. Okay? They have suggested, Arizona has reported a new case, Washington State, two in California, one in Chicago. And even though the CDC is advising Americans to kind of heed travel warnings to certain provinces in China, CDC does not want us to panic about there being U.S. spread. A lot of people have asked, I was just at a conference, you know, how scared should we be? I'm a little scared, I'm admitting it, because with this new theory that this wasn't just some virus that jumped from a snake to humans, that this was something that might have been designed to cause SARS, a severe acute respiratory syndrome that can kill. Now I am a little more nervous. Again, we got to be careful because, you know, we don't want to be scared by false, you know, information. But I'm a little nervous. What makes me nervous about this coronavirus, and remember, coronavirus, there's many of them out there. They range anywhere from the common cold to the 2002-2003 outbreak of SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome that caused multiple deaths. So we have a large family of viruses. This virus has been primarily killing those who have been immunocompromised or vulnerable or elderly. We're getting data on who actually have died. It's kind of slow in coming out. But what makes me nervous is the incubation period. So the incubation period can be up to 14 days. Now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is you get the disease or you get the virus and you may not know it. And you may not get any symptoms for 2 weeks. You could spread it during that time. Some experts say, nah, you really can't. Some say, yeah, you can. And so for me, a two-week, the longer the incubation period makes me a little bit more nervous because you have people out there that could be spreading it before they get sick and realize that they need to stay home. We'll keep you guys posted. No current treatment. CDC is testing cases because we don't have a rapid test and no vaccine yet. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember Chipotle was in the news a lot over the last couple of years? There would be maybe a possible foodborne illness or somebody got sick at one Chipotle. Chipotle was then ridiculed online in another headline. And, you know, people thought that there were issues with, again, transmitting diseases or whatever. And Chipotle got a big hit. And I was a fan of Chipotle. A lot of us were because it was kind of fresher food. And many of us haven't eaten as often there because we realize that sometimes the fresher food might unfortunately be more of a source of foodborne illness rather than, you know, you don't really seem to hear a lot of McDonald's in the news because maybe they use more preservatives. And so it's kind of that catch-22. If you try to get fresh food from a, I don't want to call Chipotle a fast food, but a restaurant sort of, there's got to be a word for where it's not exactly fast food versus restaurant, sit-down restaurant. But, you know, you might run the risk of then, because there's not a lot of preservatives and crap to prevent bacteria and stuff from growing on them, you might, you know, have that potential to get more sick. So because Chipotle, you know, uses fresh ingredients and things like that, they've, you know, run into some issues. And if some of their staff aren't doing what they're supposed to, if there's not proper management, you know, on site, making sure that there's hand washing and cleaning the vegetables, etc., there could be issues. Well, Chipotle hasn't been in the news for a while. So we've been, okay, looks like they're doing good. Looks like they got their acts together. No. Apparently, they're back in the news. According to Yahoo, they have been fined $1.3 million over thousands of child labor abuses. We're being told that they have 13,000 child labor violations at its Massachusetts restaurants. That's according to the state's attorney general. Attorney General Mara Healey ordered the largest child labor penalty ever issued by the state against a Mexican restaurant chain after finding an estimated, I didn't know it was Mexican restaurant. I thought Chipotle was, you know, more like Latin flavor. Okay. Anyway, finding an estimated 13,253 child labor violations in more than its 50 locations. Chipotle, they said, quote, is a major national restaurant chain that employs thousands of young people across the country, and it has a duty to ensure minors are safe working in its restaurants. We hope these citations send a message to other fast food chains and restaurants that they cannot violate our child labor laws and put young people at risk. So when you first hear about this, you're thinking, okay, what, they were working eight-year-olds? What were they doing? Well, what happened, the reason why they got busted, is they had, you know, teenagers under the age of 18. But the employees, these teenagers, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, were working past midnight and for more than 48 hours a week. Teenagers told investigators their hours of work were so long that it was preventing them from keeping up with their schoolwork. They said the company also regularly hired minors without work permits. So we're not talking eight-year-old child labor, you know, abuses. We're talking about teenagers, and there's rules in place, depending on the state, you know, and the labor board, of how many hours they could work and how late they could work, especially on a school night. So companies need to follow that. The settlement is actually closer to $2 million, including penalties for earned sick time violations, in which managers granted employees paid time off only for certain illnesses. See, you can't do that. You can't pick and choose. Well, we'll pay you, you know, because you have your period and all that. But if you over here have a bronchitis, we're not. So they can't do that. I'm not exactly sure the details on what happened, but, you know. The violations also include failure to keep accurate records and pay timely wages. The company was ordered a voluntary $500,000 payout to a state youth worker fund dedicated to education, enforcement, and training. So, this opens up a whole new subject of, on one end, you know, we can't be abusing kids and teenagers. On the other end, if you own a franchise, or if you, you know, run a company, and you have a shift manager that doesn't do their job properly and doesn't verify work permits or verify hours and check the time cards. You know, the one thing I noticed as an employer is overtime was very, very sneaky. So many workers got overtime when they were not supposed to be scheduled to. I'm not saying these kids did it on purpose by any means. But if you don't have a proper shift manager or whatever lead that's overseeing staffing the restaurant, then, you know, you're in trouble and you're millions of dollars in trouble. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, payroll would tell me, okay, you had four people working overtime. And I'm like, what? How? We weren't even open that long. And we look at the time cards, and they didn't clock out when they went to lunch, or they came in early before we were open when they really didn't need to, clocked in, you know. And you know, I would talk, and I understand some staff was like, you know what, I'd love to make extra time, extra hours. We've talked about this. It was kind of a conundrum where, you know, somebody would go on vacation or let's say they used up all their leave. And so, you know, now we're coming up near the end of leave and they needed to take off or they wanted to go on vacation or they got sick or whatever. And then they want to make up the extra hours the following week. So their 2 week paycheck was still the same. Labor Board says that following week you have to do overtime. You cannot let somebody make up last week's hours, you know, this week. So the next week. So, you know, sometimes it's, you know, again, your staff, your management needs to know that. But I had so many people where their shift was supposed to start maybe 15, 20 minutes before we open and then come in an hour early. Said, oh, yeah, well, I did some work. And I'm like, were you asked to come in early? Were you, you know, and so, and I get that. I mean, I used to ride the clock also. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways to, oh, you know, if you wait just 7 more minutes, you're then in the next 15-minute quadrant, and then you get another 0.25 per hour or 0.25 hour pay. So, you know, you also have a very, very ambitious people who want to make extra money, and they will pull or ask extra hours, or they'll say, I'll cover you. If you're sick, I'll cover you, I'll cover you. So shift manager's like, oh, great, we got coverage, we got coverage. Meanwhile, that person's going over. If they're a kid, that's, you're in trouble. And so the reason why I get frustrated is, you know, I'm not saying Chipotle is completely innocent in this or anything like that, but a lot of us are owners or employers or managers, and you see things like this happen. And on one end, you know, you're like, okay, well, maybe they abused them. Maybe they said, I don't care. You need to work, you know, 50 hours this week. And that's why these laws are in place. But there's a lot of, one of the most difficult things that we had when we owned our practice is making sure the staff stuck to a very well choreographed schedule. I mean, I'm a doctor. I understand patients' needs. You know, I'd send people home so they could be with their families. I could file or find the lab I need on my own. No need for you to stay here longer than you need to. If you did, then we would have you come in or take some extra time off during the week or we'll pay you overtime. But, you know, managing the schedule was really, really tough when people would sneak extra time. And I'd be like, okay, why are you, you know, a couple hours over? Oh, because I decided to work during lunch. Why? Well, because I needed some extra money. Talk to us. You know, we need, because now you have people in overtime. And if, you know, you're somebody salaried or I don't know. So with teenagers, you know, the whole fast food industry, and I really hate to lump Chipotle into fast food, but that industry is going to be changing exponentially within the next few years. And the concept of people being fined, people, you know, being accused of, I mean, look at the headline, child labor abuses. I mean, that really sounds like they're running a sweatshop. And we have no idea why these kids, you know, worked over. You know, and again, if the managers are forcing them to, yeah, laws need to protect them. But I could just see more and more these places say, to heck with it, we're going to automate. Now, Chipotle is difficult because I think you ask for them to make your food and you ask, you know, and you know, and so you do need, you know, people there. But if they design robots that can do this, you know, now they don't have to worry about getting fined if somebody goes over. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new Middle East peace plan at the White House. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday.
Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future, and governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy.
Also going on in Washington.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. While the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump.
And with that, the final day of the opening statements in the impeachment trial of President Trump are underway. The president's legal team must conclude their arguments on Tuesday. The next phase of the impeachment trial will be senators asking both sides questions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason for working the dials. So while I was at the conference, I wasn't supposed to be surfing the internet or getting my news threads because I was supposed to be paying attention at the conference. And hubby texted me saying Kobe Bryant died. And just, shock. So I confirmed it because, you know, there's always these false reports. And local news hadn't confirmed it yet. And what I was able to find out is, yeah, he was in a helicopter, crashed in Calabasas, and I then told others, and news spread pretty quickly at the conference, and we were in shock. And I really didn't follow Lakers basketball. I mean, I am a Lakers fan because I'm from L.A., but I never really followed Kobe Bryant's career too much. I mean, knew of him, handsome, great player, inspirational, beautiful family. I didn't really follow a lot of I believe he retired in 2016. Am I? No? Well, I'm not even sure when. He was an 18-time All-Star, 12-time member of the All-Defensive Team, 5-time NBA champion. He is going down as the second-best shooting guard in NBA history. Behind Michael Jordan, is it? So I don't follow basketball as much, but nobody can claim naivety to how much Kobe Bryant did for the basketball industry and his talents. Fortunately, there has been a lot of controversy, which we're going to be talking about an alleged rape or assault case. I want to give you the details first from what we found out surrounding his horrible death of his daughter, possibly two of her friends as well. I don't know if they were friends, but there were other kids on the helicopter. But we'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about some of the controversy and how this is going to probably, unfortunately, get ugly. Uglier than how tragic the story is. So Ara Zobayan was the pilot. And from what we understand, he asked to receive special clearance to fly in heavy fog. He was flying at 1,400 feet when he went south and then west, according to an accident investigator. They say there was no black box on board, but instead an iPad, which was used for flight itinerary. Now, his last contact, radar contact, was about 9:45 a.m. on Sunday, where he had asked, I guess, for permission to climb. There were 9 people on board. The aircraft all died, including Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. And people are kind of a little bit confused why there wasn't a black box. They were a little bit confused why he flew in fog. Radar data indicates the helicopter climbed to 2,300 feet and then began a left descending turn. The wreckage was found, they said, at the 1,085-foot mark in, I believe, Malibu Hills near Calabasas. Which that doesn't make sense because Calabasas, I need to double check where this article is, what they're describing. I apologize. So the last radar contact was about 9:45 a.m. 2 minutes later, someone on the ground called 911. NTSB investigators went to the crash site in Calabasas on Monday to collect evidence. The debris field was pretty extensive. A piece of the tail was downhill. Fuselage is on the other side of the hill. And the main rotor is about 100 yards beyond that. Calabasas, if you aren't aware, as you go on the 101 north of Hollywood, 101 as you're going more towards Thousand Oaks and Oxnard and then Ventura and Santa Barbara, Calabasas is a little bit more west of Woodland Hills, but east of Oxnard and Thousand Oaks, around that area, okay, if you're familiar with the 101. My husband was from Calabasas. I believe Kim Kardashian lives in a fancier area. But they believe that the pilot was having some issues early on. The helicopter took off from John Wayne Airport in Orange County at 9:06 a.m. 9:20 a.m., they say the aircraft appears to be in some difficulty as it circles over L.A. Zoo for 15 minutes. 9:40 a.m., according to Daily Mail, after traveling north, the helicopter is instructed to turn south and follow Highway 101 west towards Thousand Oaks. The 101 west is where you have turnoffs to Woodland Hills, to Calabasas, etc. The helicopter turns south. I think it takes Topanga Canyon. I need to, double check that. Helicopter turns south following Las Virgenes Road. Locals report hearing a helicopter flying very low. The 9:45, the helicopter claims crashes into a mountain near Malibu Creek. That makes more sense. Killing all 9 occupants after the pilot's final transmission said he was going to climb to avoid a cloud layer. Now, we believe what was happening was Kobe Bryant was taking his daughter to a basketball tournament. And it was a Sikorsky 6 or S-76, which is a pretty fancy, large helicopter. And they were going to they left Santa Ana in Orange County because they believed they were going to a youth sports academy in nearby Thousand Oaks. There was a basketball tournament on Sunday. Gigi, Bryant's daughter, you know, Gianna, 13 years old, was competing. There was also, we believe, 2 other teenagers who were supposed to be in the either going to watch or supposed to be playing as well. So among those killed were John Altobelli, the longtime head coach of Southern California's Orange Coast College baseball team, his wife Carrie, daughter Alyssa, who played on the same basketball team as Gigi. And then Altobelli's brother, Tony, who was the sports information director at the school. So that's probably why the other coach was there. Then another young player, Peyton Chester, was also killed in the crash, along with their mother, Sarah Chester. So that's 3 children. Then, of course, the pilot. And then he was killed alongside Christina Mouser, a girls' basketball coach at a nearby private elementary school. And so, you know, some people are suggesting that the pilot was disoriented, that some of the movements he made didn't make sense. I'm wondering if there were some issues with the aircraft, and But Jerry Kidrick, a retired Army colonel who flew helicopters in Iraq and now teaches at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University of Prescott, Arizona, said the helicopter's rapid climb and fast descent suggest the pilot was disoriented. He said when that happens, pilots must instantly switch from visual cues to fly the aircraft using only the machine's instruments. My husband says that when he learned how to fly, he had to basically do it blindfolded, or not kind of blindfolded, but not able to see outside, but be able to trust the instrument, be able to only use the instruments. Because you think you're seeing something or you think it's clear and it's not. Kendrick said one of the most dangerous conditions you could be in, oftentimes your body is telling you something different than what the instruments are telling you. You can feel like you're leaning to the left or the right when you're not. If the pilot is not trained well enough to believe the instruments, you get in a panic situation. They believe that might have also happened with John F. Kennedy Jr. They believe that he was an instrument trained. It's like a special sort of training you have to have. And they believe that he might have been disoriented and thinking he was higher than he was during his flight that tragic day. So when we come back after break, we're going to talk about what's been happening now, which is even more tragic, where Kobe Bryant, who has been an inspiration to millions, his past and things about his past has come up. And a reporter had recently brought that up. Has, I believe, been fired, or I need to reconfirm this, for bringing it up. And we will discuss what's happening next. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on from Dr. Dolly. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So not only is the Kobe Bryant death with his daughter, multiple other people, including two other children, tragic. What's about to happen in the media is also very, very tragic. So making headlines is the Washington Post has suspended a reporter after she posted on Twitter the 2016 story, I believe it was from the Daily Beast, describing the Kobe Bryant rape case. We've been told that the Washington Post has suspended a reporter who said she received death threats on Twitter after sending a tweet with a link to a 2016 story about the Kobe Bryant rape case. The tweet from Post reporter Felicia Sanmez was sent shortly after news reports of Bryant's death in a helicopter crash on Sunday and was met with vitriol from people online. You know, it was very interesting. When I had posted on Facebook, you know, the news, as soon as I had heard, I immediately got messages going, you know, pretty negative messages about him because of the case. And my reply was, you know, it's still tragic. It's news. I had to, you know, relay that this happened. The daughter was killed as well. And, you know, some of the people kind of backed down a little bit. But I immediately saw, whoa, this is going to be a very, very contentious next few weeks. Well, this reporter had posted that right after Bryant's death. And again, you know, in a statement, the Post said Sanmez was placed on administrative leave while it reviewed whether her tweets violated the Post newsroom's social media policy. National political reporter Felicia Sanmez, they said, quote, was placed on administrative leave while the Post reviews whether tweets about the death of Kobe Bryant violated the Post newsroom's social media policy. This is the Post managing editor, Tracy Grant. The tweets displayed poor judgment that undermined the work of her colleagues. It's not clear whether the Post was upset about the content or that she tweeted something that, you know, might have broken their policies of don't tweet on news that you aren't covering. I don't know. So Sanmez, in an initial tweet, posted a link to the 2016 Daily Beast story headline, Kobe Bryant's disturbing rape case, the DNA evidence, the accuser story, and the half confession. The tweet quickly sparked, obviously, thousands of angry replies, insensitivity, because, again, the daughter was also killed in the helicopter crash. In her later tweet, Sanmez noted that the death threat she was receiving over the initial post, and in one tweet she included the names of some of the people who sent her emails, according to a report. So, she tweeted that she had, her tweet was met with death threats, and she called on public to remember deceased public figures in their entirety. She said, well, that was eye-opening. To the 10,000 people literally who have commented and emailed me with abuse and death threats, she writes, please take a moment to read the story, which was written 3+ years ago and not by me. She writes, any public figure is worth remembering them in their totality, even if that public figure is beloved and that totally unsettling, she wrote. She wrote that folks are responding with rage of threats towards me, somebody who didn't even write the piece but found it well reported. She said, speaks volumes about the pressure people come under to stay silent in these cases. So she was told that she was put on administrative leave because her tweets did not pertain to her coverage area. And your behavior on social media is making it harder for others to do the work as Washington Post journalists. So now the reporter is actually, I think, checked into a hotel out of concern for her safety. And this is exactly where we don't want things to go, but this is where we are right now in society, where you have so much information out there, and you have so many opinions, and these are very, very passionate. I mean, the death of Kobe Bryant, you know, crushed, you know, millions of people. The rape case upset probably millions of people. And so what do you do? I mean, why does it need to be brought up? Is she right? Do we need to, you know, grieve celebrities in their entirety? You know, when Michael Jackson died, I didn't really, again, know where, what happened with all the, you know, at his, you know, Winter Wonderland, or I forget what his castle was called or whatever. And accounts of it were very, very disturbing. But the loss of Michael Jackson still really affected me. I mean, I was still saddened by it. I mean, the death of somebody, despite what they did or, you know, were accused of doing, is still very, very, you know, it's very, very, you know, crushing in that, you know, if somebody died before they needed to, it just makes you feel uneasy. And so when Kobe Bryant was put on the cover, I believe, of Time Magazine and all that, that's America's way of grieving. But you have many people upset going, but wait a second, you know, why is he being revered? So this controversy is now going to unfold more and more. I do not want to go into too much of the case, but basically, back in 2003, June 30th, at the Lodge and Spa at Cordillera in Colorado, there was a front desk clerk who found out that Kobe Bryant was coming, and she wanted to stay after her shift. Was really, really excited about that. Told her manager, the manager was fine. When Kobe Bryant allegedly and his other travel companions came, he had asked her, she met him, and he had asked her for a tour of the hotel. So she gave a tour of the hotel, and then allegedly, he had asked her to show her how to turn on the jacuzzi or something like that in the room, and apparently an alleged rape happened in the room. Seemed to go over a extended length of time. And from what we understand, it was supposed to go to court. It was supposed to go to trial. And I believe the day before trial, he was charged with sexual assault and false imprisonment, facing life in prison. The case didn't go to trial. On September 1, 2004, 1 week before opening statements were to be made, the case was dismissed after the accuser decided not to testify. She did file a separate civil suit against Bryant and agreed to dismiss the sexual assault charge, all right? And I believe it was roughly $2.5 million. They say the accuser came from a wealthy family, but apparently her reputation was just, you know, dragged through the mud, and I didn't really follow it at the time, so we're not too sure, you know, he said, she said, but it was very, 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 very emotional to the point that Kobe Bryant apologized, you know, for cheating on his wife and for, he said, I can only manage the pain she has had to endure. I also want to apologize to her parents and family members and to my family and friends and supporters and the citizens of Eagle, Colorado. And, he said, I also want to make it clear that I do not question the motives of this young woman. No money has been paid to her. And she agreed that this statement will not be used against me in the civil case. So this is coming back. This incident is coming back. And you have many people. I didn't realize how many people were kind of upset. And, I kind of look at it as there's a time and place when we look at somebody's sins or alleged sins, when we have a funeral of somebody who dies, like in the family, and, you know, there's people that go, well, this person hurt me, this person did this, we still, during the funeral of that person, because nobody's an angel, we still talk about the good, and we give the respect, you know, during that time of them leaving. The funeral isn't about bashing. The funeral is about talking about their accomplishments and respecting them and revering them. Afterwards comes the intellectualization and the discussion of, you know. So I think there's a time and place, and this all got mushed together, and it's going to be very, 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 very strange the next few weeks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.